2 Kings 22, verses 1 to 2, and 2 Chronicles 34, 1 to 2. Josiah, King Josiah, at least the beginning of his reign. Now a very great and a very godly king, a true man of God, surely. But what is the full title of this discourse? Josiah, a danger. A danger? Sure, there'll be believers listening to this will be saying, how can you call Josiah a danger? Because he's such a godly king and did such wonderful things for Judah in the days in which he lived. Well, more of that anon. Josiah, of course, a very, very wonderful reign. It's so wonderful, it's so remarkably good, it's almost like a fairy tale. You see, he is the son of Amon, who was the son of Manasseh, who was the son of Hezekiah. Now just think of that. Here is an 8-year-old boy coming to the throne after the wicked reign of Amon. And Amon came after that very long reign of Manasseh. Truly he was converted, but his sins cast tremendously dark shadows. The days of Hezekiah are long gone, and here is this young boy coming to the throne. What will he do? Only 8, but his reign is truly remarkable. Let me read it to you. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. Only 8, think of it, after Amon. And he reigned in Jerusalem for 31 years. His mother's name was so-and-so. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Well, what a statement. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in all the ways, not just some of them, not most of them, in all the ways of his father David. And then to tighten up every loophole, as it were, to stop every loophole, not turning aside to the right or to the left. No deviation, no hesitation, no moving away from David. But it wasn't simply David, of course. It was Moses. It was God himself. It was the covenant. It was the law. This man, this lad, goes back to the Word of God. Despite his youth, despite his father, he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. This is a tremendous statement, and God be praised for it. What a challenge to us. What excuses we make. This boy, this lad, a scriptural, godly king from the beginning. Despite his background, his wicked father Amon, you'd think this boy would have no hope at all, but God in his sovereign grace has made this boy useful and glorious in godliness. What an encouragement it is to us to go on laboring. People from sinners from the darkest background can be converted to Christ and become tremendous trophies of grace and instruments of God in his work for his glory. And what a challenge it is to us. What excuses we make. Well, I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too busy. I'm too what? Too carnal. That's the reason. Too unspiritual. Too worldly minded. Let us listen to Josiah, how he challenges us. No deviation. Oh, how evangelicals need to hear this today. How the Reformed need to hear it. They show no deviation from the Westminster Confession or the 1689. No deviation from the ways of God in his word. No deviation. Deviation today. Many evangelicals are showing gross deviation. They're leaving the word of God and going to the pagans for their ideas. Oh, Josiah challenges this generation. And yet I did say a danger. What do I mean? Well, I'm an Englishman. That's obvious by my voice. And therefore I remember my history. I remember Edward VI. I'm talking the middle of the 16th century, the 1500s. I remember the reformers. Latimer, Ridley, and all these. I remember the way they spoke of Edward VI. He is the latter-day Josiah. Calvin wrote to the English reformers. He wrote to Edward himself, calling him King Josiah. He is the Josiah in England. But what a dreadful mistake. They were repeating the mistake. They were repeating the mistake. Cranmer, Ridley, Latimer, and these people. Latimer was an exception in a sense because he stood against it. But nevertheless, the whole ambience was that these kings, this king, would be instruments in the Church of God to order it. It's the Old Covenant. They were repeating the errors of the fathers. They were continuing the errors of the fathers, bringing the Old Covenant into the New. And the consequences were dreadful. But it's going on today in the United Kingdom. How many believers think that laws and governments and parliaments and princes can govern us and bring us back to God? It cannot be done, my brothers and sisters. It happens in the United States, the evangelical right, thinking that parliaments and presidents and houses of Congress or whatever it might be, laws and the rest of it, will bring the gospel out. Put not your trust in princes, even princes of the stamp of Josiah. You see, the history in England, let me tell you of it. How many executions, how much blood was shed because of that principle of going to the Old Covenant? How many exiles, thousands of exiles? Have you never heard of the sorrow of the separatists, Scrooby, Gainsborough, and such places? Have you never heard of it, going to Holland, then to New England? Have you never heard of the sufferings of the Baptists and the Anabaptists? You see, we're the ecclesia, brother and sister, the called out ones. We have no trust in princes and kings, even godly kings and princes. You see, in England, all those exiles, all that sorrow, led eventually to three civil wars, the beheading of a king, and the 1662 imposition, and the suffering that came from that. Learn from this, my brothers and sisters. Josiah was a great and godly king in the days of the Old Covenant, but we are in the days of the New Covenant. We want Josiahs in the church, elders, leaders, teachers, preachers, speakers for God. We want believers, men and women, who will be Josiah-like, not deviating from the word of God to the right or the left, doing that which is right in the eyes of the Lord, not the things which are right in the eyes of pagans. That's the lesson. Not looking to parliaments, not looking to laws, not looking to governments, looking to God, looking to his Spirit, looking to God by his grace and power to raise up the equivalent of Josiah in his church, men and women who will walk in the ways of the Lord. May God bless us as we study Josiah, but apply this in the right way, not looking to parliaments, but looking to ourselves. There is a word for the unbeliever here. However dark your background, my friend, learn from Josiah. However young you might be, however old you might be, there is hope. All you have to do is look to the Lord Jesus Christ now, and you will be saved. Whatever the past, whatever the background, whatever the family, whatever the record, look to Christ and be saved now.